Chulin chapter 8, Mishnah 4, Basar Behema Torah, Bechala Behema Torah. If you mix up, right, meat from a kosher animal and milk from a kosher animal, Asa Labashal, you're forbidden to cook it, Va'asa Banor, and you're also forbidden to get any benefit from it. So if you cook up meat and milk together, that's, you're not allowed to get any benefit from that. So you can't, like, feed it to your dog afterwards, right? You've got to get rid of it completely. There's nothing you can do with it. Basar Behema Torah, meat of a kosher animal, Bechalav Behema Tmeh, with milk from an unkosher animal. So let's say you cook up a pea and like a steak with, I don't know, pig's milk or something. Or Basar Behema Tmeh, or meat from a treif animal, with Bechalav Behema Torah, with milk from a kosher animal. So one of them is, right? So then Mutla Bashal Mutla Bahano. In this case, you can get benefit from it. It's not, sorry? You can cook it and you can get benefit from it. Obviously you can't eat it, it's treif, but the Isur Hano, the prohibition of getting any benefit from it whatsoever, doesn't apply to it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, next topic, Rabbi Akiva says, Chaya v'oif, undomesticated animals, and birds, eina mina Torah, the prohibition of meat and milk doesn't apply to them from the Torah. It's a rabbinical prohibition, not a Torah prohibition, says Rabbi Akiva. Shneimar, as it says, Lo tevashel gedi b'chala b'moy, that's the pasuk that we all know, shloish pamim, and it says it three times. And that prat, it comes to exclude, lachaya, once, the first time comes to exclude an undomesticated animal. The second time, v'la'if, comes to exclude a bird. And the third time comes to exclude l'behema t'meh, an unkosher animal. So according to Rabbi Akiva, all three of these are not the Torah prohibition. It would only be a rabbinical prohibition. Right? Interesting. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, he says, Ne'emar lo toichlu kol nevela. It says you're not allowed to eat any nevela, any carcass. For Ne'emar, and it also says, lo tevashel gedi b'chala b'mo. You're not allowed to cook a kid in its mother's milk. Esh asa mishum nevela. So you might have thought that which is forbidden under the law of nevela, ya'achol yehei asu lebashal b'chalav, is also forbidden to be cooked with milk. You might have put these two verses together, and you might have come out with the conclusion that anything which can become a nevela is forbidden to be cooked with milk. Talmud Loma, therefore the Torah teaches us b'chalav imoy, in its mother's milk, which yatsa of excludes a bird, she'ein lo chalav aim, because birds, there's no mother's milk by birds, says the Mishnah, and therefore it can't be included in the prohibition of chalav imoy.